It is so good to see all of you and have all of you watching our service here at First Baptist Church in Derricks, Arkansas. This is Memorial Day weekend Sunday. And every Memorial Day Sunday for the last 60 years, I guess, I've had a congregation and we have had a special service on Memorial Day Sunday. Because we are not all together today, I want to go ahead and have a service like I normally do. So I want you to participate and join in with me, if you will. The first thing that we normally do is have the Pledge of Allegiance to our beloved flag. And so if you're where you can, why don't you say the pledge with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That flag and all that it symbolizes means the world to me and all of those of us who love our country. After we pledge allegiance to the flag, we normally sing a patriotic hymn. So why don't you join me, if you are able to do that today, and we'll sing a verse of My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Let's sing together. My country, 'tis of Thee, sweet land of liberty, of Thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. I want us to have a prayer for our nation. We believe that our nation is very special, very important, and we have been so blessed by the Lord. In the Old Testament, the people of God were the Israelites. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning at verse 12, this is what the scripture says. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto Solomon, I have heard your prayer, and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Now if I should shut up heaven that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence like the coronavirus among my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So let's have a prayer for our country. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we live in America, and with all of the issues, all the problems, all the struggles that we have, we realize we are a blessed nation, a blessed people. And how I pray that through all of these days of crisis and problem and trouble, that we may turn to you. Lord, help us as a nation. Help us to come to the place of repentance. Help us to cry out to you as we're doing even this morning. God, I pray that you will forgive our sins, will heal our land. Lead those who lead us. Help those who are making decisions that so affect all of our lives, including all the leaders, all the pastors and deacons, the leaders of the churches around the country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, to have a time of remembrance is very, very important. And I believe as Christians, as we study the Bible, we find where God wants us to remember things of the past. For example, in Exodus chapter 12, there is the story of the Passover. And in chapter 12, beginning at verse 12, it says this, God said, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Then he says in verse 14, And this day shall be unto you a memorial time. And you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever and forever. So there was a time of remembrance, a memorial time for Israel. In Joshua chapter 4, Joshua is leading the people of Israel, and they go to the Jordan River, and they're going to pass over the river, and God says, I'm going to do a miracle, and He does. He dries up the land, and so the priests bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. They stand on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. The people pass by on dry land. In chapter 4, it says, It came to pass, the Lord spoke unto Joshua and said, Take 12 men out of the people, one out of every tribe, and they're to get a stone, a large rock, from the Jordan, and then they're to bring it and place it after they go through on dry land. And he says, These stones, pile them up in a pile, all 12 of them, these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Not for a short time, but forever. So Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood. And Joshua, writing this, says, And they are there unto this very day. It is so important for us to think about those who have gone before us. Some people do not consider history as very important, but it is. And whether you think it is or not, doesn't change the fact. One generation needs to pass on to the other generation the things that they have done, the things that are important. Each generation teaches the next generation. We think back in the history of the United States of America on this Memorial Day weekend. We think about the hundreds of thousands of people who have given their lives in the sacrifice for this country. The freedoms that you and I enjoy, and we have so many of them. Here I am preaching. We're on the internet. We're on television. We're on social media. We have ways of promoting the gospel of Christ. We have this freedom because it has been bought with a price. People have paid the price for freedom, and we must never, ever forget that. Several years ago, my wife and I took our two young boys to Washington, D.C., and we visited all the various places. We went through the Capitol, through the White House, and the Smithsonian, and all the various things. We looked at Arlington National Cemetery, and that was a very moving time. We came to the cemetery, and it was almost closing time, and I kept saying to my wife, Honey, they're going to close the gate. We've missed the time. We can't. She kept saying, No, you come on. We're going to do this. And so If it hadn't been for her, we'd have missed. But somehow we got there in time to go in and see that ceremony, the grave, the tomb of the unknown soldier. It was a very moving time. But we also visited the Vietnam Memorial, the Wall, as it is called. And this was one of the most emotional times of the whole visit for me. My wife and two sons, we looked at the wall, we looked at the names, and they just kind of went on down the line as though they were trying to go somewhere else. I looked up and I was trying to find the name of a man whose name was David Brown. Way back about 1967 in my second little church, little country church out north of Decatur, Texas, I was the pastor there and I was in the seminary studying for the ministry. And we had a young lady there who had two small children, and her husband had died in Vietnam. They brought his body back, and I did the funeral service. That's the first real feeling that I ever had of firsthand of the disaster and the price that was paid. And so years later, I thought, I'm going to find that name. And I did. I could hardly draw myself away from it. And I understand there are others even these days who go to the Vietnam Memorial Wall and have the same experience. I was overcome with emotion. I found the name. I saw the name. I even took a piece of paper and rubbed it there. And I was going to take it and give it to the widow lady as a reminder that I had been there. My wife and sons kept saying, Daddy, come on, come on. We're gonna go somewhere else. But I almost was overcome so much that I just could not stand to leave that place. Well, of course, one of my favorite songs about that is one by the late George Jones, and some of you have heard it and love it as well. It's called 50,000 Names Upon the Wall. I listened to it this afternoon and cried, wept just like I do every time I hear the song, and think about those who gave their lives as they come to look at the wall and the names there. Memorial Day, it's a very important time to remember. Usually in the service that we have on a Sunday of Memorial Day, I will ask the people to name names of people killed or who died in the service of the country. And we always have people to name the names, and we have them to stand. And then we have a prayer for the families and honor the memory of those who gave, as Abraham Lincoln said, their last full measure of devotion. That was in the Gettysburg Address. You see, we are honoring, we're remembering those who, with courage and bravery, went in World War II and World War I and Vietnam and a desert storm and all the other times. You know, those who gave their lives in the sacrifice for our country. As Christians, we observe what we call the Lord's Supper or communion. Some call it the Eucharist. Some do it every Sunday, which is a wonderful thing. Some of us do it every 3 months or whenever we feel led to do so. It's a time of remembrance. And we remember those men and women who gave their lives in service of our country. But we also remember every time we observe the Lord's Supper, something even more important, more valuable, more wonderful than that. We remember Jesus Christ. He is the center of all that we believe. We worship Him. We honor Him. We love Him. And so in observing the Lord's Supper, we always remember what He did for us on the cross. And with all of the other things that we do, nothing is more important than this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, said, "I received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had drank it, he said, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes back again.'" So when we observe the Lord's Supper, we always take a wafer of bread. If wherever you are, if you have some bread that you could take, you could do this along with me, and it would be all right to do this. But I want to think in demonstration about the Lord's Supper. He said, "This is the bread. This represents my body that was given for you." And he said, "Take and eat it. As often as you do, do it in remembrance of me." And then after he took the bread, he then took the cup, as we always do. And he said, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And so we drink the cup, we eat the bread, and we always have a memorial service remembering what Jesus Christ has done for us. My wife has been giving verses of Scripture for children to memorize. She's been putting it on the church website and Facebook page. And so this week, and I usually type it in for and put it on there so it'll go out in social media, but this week she chose Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. I want you to listen to this wonderful Scripture. "But God commendeth his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." That verse is so important, so wonderful. Of course, it's inspired of God, and all the verses are wonderful. They're all inspired of God. But this tells us that God loves us, and he gave his life as a sacrifice for our sins. He gave himself for us in that while we were yet sinners. It wasn't after we got good and were saved. It was while we were lost in our sins that he died. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. As I have loved you, love one another. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Now on this Memorial Day, we're remembering those who gave their lives for love of country, for love of family, for love of Christ, for love of God. And we're also remembering Jesus Christ, who laid down his life. He loved us. He gave his life, and greater love hath no man than this. One of our favorite scriptures, and you could even say it with me today, say it along, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it says in the Bible that all of us are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's everybody, every 100% sinners in this world. There's no hope without Christ. And in Romans chapter 6, 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." So on this Memorial Day, let's keep remembering the people. And of course, on this Memorial Day, we're even remembering the ones who are risking their lives in hospitals and out on the streets and other places, taking care of those that are sick and dying. Oh, those who are paying such a price. Some of them have even died in the service of others. But especially, we're remembering Jesus Christ. And I hope that if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, that you will come to know Him today. You might say, "Well, preacher, how would I do that? What would I have to do?" Well, the Bible says in Acts chapter 16, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." In other words, you must believe what the Bible teaches about Jesus, that He came, He died, He shed His blood, as we saw in the Remembrance Supper. He went to the grave, was raised from the dead, ascended back into heaven, and is at the right hand of God the Father even today, waiting, as we said last week, to come back one of these days. If you've never invited Christ into your life, why don't you do something like this? And this is the prayer that I prayed when I was 12 years old, many, many years ago now, on my knees at the altar in a little country church. I prayed this prayer. Pray it with me. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm lost. I am a sinner. Lord, I have heard about You. I heard that You died for my sins, and I believe it with all of my heart. And You've said in Your word, dear Lord, that if I would only trust in You and believe in You, that You would come into my life and be my Savior. So Lord, right now on this Memorial Day Sunday, please, Lord, come into my heart. I don't want to be a sinner anymore. I don't want to be lost and go to hell when I die. I want to be lost in this world. I want to have meaning in my life. Please, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I love You. I believe in You. I want You. I trust You now as my Savior. In Your name I pray. Amen." Now, if you prayed that prayer today, even at this very moment, you need to tell someone who's with you, maybe in your home or wherever you're listening to this service, share it with them. Call a preacher and tell them about it. And I pray that you'll go to church as soon as you can and be baptized, for that is the next thing of obedience in this whole matter of salvation. You trust Christ and believe in Christ, and you follow Him in baptism as a testimony that you truly have believed and trusted in Jesus as your Savior. I would encourage you to do that as soon as you possibly can. Don't put it off. And just let your faith be known. In closing today, I'm thinking of a hymn that's one of my favorite songs. It's about not forgetting about Jesus. That's what we've been talking about, remembering. Here's that song. If you know it, sing along with me. King of my life, I crown Thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget Thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget Thine agony, lest I forget Thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May God richly bless you on this Memorial Weekend and from now on. Amen.